did if I was Meek Mill.
Okay.
His first one, no one really done, right? I would have J&H, you could just come back. I would have just went right basic beat, and I would have swung the next day. If he had come back with a harder hit the next day, boom, none of this would have happened.
Okay.
He lost that battle terribly, and I like Meek.
Yeah.
I met him, he was cool, I like his music. I didn't like how he got drove through the mud by this dude, Drake, this Canadian rapper, Drake. Who would have ever thought, Heather B? Who would have ever thought when you were with BDP that a Canadian rapper would be holding it down? Scott LaRock is turning over in his grave. The great Scott LaRock is turning over in his grave.
Come on, Mike.
But the game is changed.
That makes it even
he's a
greater,
very good rapper.
That makes him even great.
Drake is no joke.
Because American rappers didn't want to, you know, that statue, they'd be too scared to battle.
I got it. Drake is dope. He's official. He's a talent. I'm just saying in terms of, you never would have thought, and it's great for hip hop.
Right. It's all hip hop.
It's all tongue in cheek. Yo, let me just back up and say, like, the shit that I'm saying here, this is all tongue in cheek. But as far as, like, the Beanie Siegel and then, like, whatever happened with these, I don't like when it gets to this next level and people getting punched and snuffed. And then, you know, and then I'm a little bit out of the loop. Game, I fuck with.
Yeah.
He's a sick rapper,
mm-hmm.
sick battle rapper. He's also about that. You know, he's ready to take it to that next level. That's on him. He's a dope businessman. I fuck with the Game. I don't want no problems with the Game.
Yeah, see.
All right? And I like Game. And he does one of the best things I've ever seen anybody in any professional famous dude does. Like, he works out with people in Runyon Canyon in LA where anybody could come.
Yeah.
And I think it's just great. And I think his intentions are good. As far as the music in general and the battle, I feel like hip-hop right now needs a really good battle on wax.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what Jay-Z and Nas did, like, Nas went at him, it was Ali Frazier, he went at him for the culture, he went at him for the music, they went 15 furious rounds, it was like Ali Frazier at the Garden, and I feel like right now with the Kanye West of it all, and the Drake of it all, no one person runs this shit.
Yep.
The music is bigger than everybody. The culture is bigger than everybody. And I feel like hip-hop right now needs a good battle. If I could rhyme,
yeah.
I would be going at these dudes hard. I'd be going at Kanye hard.
Yeah.
I can't rhyme,
mm-hmm.
so I can't do it. But I feel like you need to keep your sword sharp, and I feel like hip-hop needs it. Like, Kid Cudi.
But Joe Budden.
Yeah, but he's not relevant the way somebody like it's not. You need a star to go at Kanye, or you need a young gun to go at Kanye. Joe Budden is like, he's good, he's talented, he's an ill MC, but it's not as efficient. Like, Kanye's not going to respond to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Drake is not going to respond to him because they think it's beneath them. Like, as far as I'm saying, like, yo, Kanye's on stage the other day, he's shitting on Drake about the stages and why y'all stealing my stages and all that nonsense that he's doing. Like, if I was an MC, the first person I'd go at Kanye hard.
Yeah.
I'd go at him hard, and I wouldn't go personal. I would just get on some MC shit.
Yeah.
I can't rhyme, but the sport of MC needs it. Somebody needs to turn around, like, and they need to do it, and it doesn't have to turn into fighting and beating up, and obviously no violence, but the sport of MC and of hip-hop, it needs it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I think.
But, well, you know, it's a lot of dudes who won't show up to the show no more because we ask them to rap.
No, they can't.
Yeah.
They can't. And you know what? You can't rhyme and be rhyming off your phone. Take the phone away, Heather B. Yo, my man, this is a freestyle. What you checking? You're not rhyming off the phone. The fuck is you doing?
Take the time to memorize the verse.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Memorize your freestyle. All
right, so let me ask you this then.
You wrote it the night before.
Yeah, memorize your freestyle.
So let me ask you this then. So
do I want to spit 32?
No, not 32.
Okay. 16, I'll do it.
All right, I'm going to ask you for 8. But it's no better than, so them coming up here and saying no, would you rather them say no, I'm not going to freestyle or grab their phone and read off their phone? Because a lot of dudes be like, no, but I got something in my phone. So what would you rather have?
At least if you're gonna memorize the freestyle,
Okay.
So I think that, like, I'm not an MC, but I think no sort of songwriting MC is gonna just come up and just go totally off the dome.
But it's not, but that ain't even the, like, you could, I
just
say,
come
you,
up
could
come, and do
you
something.
Could come off the dome, or you could spit a verse that you worked on for 4 weeks. I don't care.
It's fine.
Just spit.
You gotta be able
something
to
something different from the album, something we ain't heard.
I said this to you one time you weren't here. Yo, if you come up on a hip-hop radio show and you're a rapper, I'm not a rapper, I'm a Rappaport. You can't say my name without saying the name.
Yeah.
Okay? But if you come up here on this show, and you're an MC, and you're not gonna rhyme, Sway, you kick him the fuck out.
I just tell him no.
No. Yeah. If you're saying there's no interview. If you're not coming up here to rhyme, or when drama puts on that fire, yo, bye-bye. You're not just going to come up here and promote your shit. I don't care what level you are. That, first of all, that's what this show is built on. Second of all, that's what hip-hop radio is built on. Going back to Magic, going back to Red Alert, going back to Bobbito, going back to your show. If you can't kick some shit, whether it's memorized, written off the dome piece, you have no business being up here. That's like saying a basketball player, yo, you want to have a free throw shooting contest? We're on a court. Yeah, I'm going to have a free throw shooting contest with you.
Yeah.
This is nothing. Spitting rhymes should be nothing. This should be what you breathe. Like, you know, it's like, that's just the way it should be. Any true MC, that's just part of the game. And I don't care if you have it memorized or it's actually a freestyle. You got to be able to do something. Otherwise, what are you doing up here?
Promoting your shit.
Promoting what, though? What's your product? if you can't rhyme when Trauma puts that shit on.
That's Wanda.
That's Wanda.
Oh my God.
Why would I keep calling him? I called Trauma seven times.
DJ Drama was on Friday.
But your rib was so beautiful.
Drama works here, too. That's how
it works here.
And Wanda, you're looking at me. You're not even acknowledging me. But when he puts that five fingers on... When he puts that five fingers on, you have to, there's no promoting. If you, like, the real thing is, like, how could you promote something if you can't do a little something on the mic?
That's what's up. Michael Rappaport,
this
ladies
is the
and gentlemen.
Ever. I'm done.
Michael Rappaport.
With DJ Drama in the building.
It's okay, Mike. We
fuck
got
me.
You.
Yeah.
Oh man. We got you, Mike.
And then, to Alexis, of course, I would take my queens with me if they wanted to go to my next level. I just had to beat her up on that argument.
You had to.
I had to. I couldn't let her get that.
And you killed her, and then you hung up on her.
Yeah, bam!
With a smile on your face.
So good, Mike. Yo, I'm Michael Rappaport, man. Make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday.
Are we done?
Yeah, it's 12 o'clock.
Yo, you never know. I love doing it. It's all fantasy, everything right here on SiriusXM. Sway, I love the show. Heather, I love the show. Trace, I love the show. Drama, yo, let me get five fingers right now.
Let's get some bars right now.
Let me get some bars right now.
You got it? Sway in the morning, Shade 4 or 5.
I wish.
Man, give us four.
Mike Rapp, never taking no crap, despite the fact, Mike, I don't know it.
Kick him out.
But I tried. I went for it, though.
Hey, we want to thank our guest, the boy Illinois. He'll be at BB King's with Lupe tonight.
Yeah,
Lupe spit fire bars on our show. Also, we want to thank NASCAR icon Jeff Gordon for coming by. Make sure you pick up his new book.
Did he spit?
No, he didn't spit, but what he did... He started breaking.
That's good enough. That's better than some of the MCs you have up here.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon, his dream, drive, and destiny. That's right. What was his B-boy name?
Smurf Boy.
Yeah.
He did spit.
Jeff.
Nelly, I'm flashy. Double takes when you walk past me. Nasty. Don't be scared, boo.
He drooled.
Go
that ain't spit.
Me.
That's drooling.
But he did. Wow. Come on, man.
No, he did. Yo, at least you go for it, which is, again, better than some of the quote-unquote rappers.
All right.
It's blue smart.
Okay, and then Mike, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
And tune in tomorrow. We got some very special guests.
A humdinger.
Lord Sirius up next. Ladies and gentlemen, DB, how can I reach you quickly?
It's really DB, Twitter, Instagram. Go check Sully, because he...
The ice cream on the face, or for real wings on the case. The space can't get away. 720 grind. Let it. I got a lot, oh yeah. Anywhere you go, my whole crew wanna know. Oh baby, hey baby, can't hide from the bag. Oh,
ready or not, refugees taking over. The vibe, my subject, dreadlock pasta. On a 12-hour, fly by in my bomber. Cruise on for cover, now they under pushing on flowers. Super fly, true lies, do or die. Cause me, I only for fly with my move from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash.
Ready or not, here I come. Can't hide. Gonna find you. Gonna find you and take it slow.
drink too much, and that's an issue, but I'm over.
Crash your car into a bridge.
Lives on Channel 8.
Out in the coolest bars.
Hey, next time you run into Howard Stern, or perhaps if you run into Robin, or Gary, Monstrosity on First Wave, SiriusXM, would you make sure that he knows that First Wave plays The Cult? I know he's a big fan of this band.
What? You just run out of fucking ideas for air check, for just like your breaks? It's like, I don't know. Oh, it's overpass. There we go.
Jim James goes solo, things get very weird, and they always seem to have this sort of psychedelic retro, but yet still soulful southern vibe to them, the tracks that James always makes on his own. The track we heard was called Here in Spirit. It's off of his new album, Eternally Even, that comes out on November 4th through ATO and Capitol Records. We'll get the show going now. We've got a Brooklyn grunge pop foursome called Charlie Bliss, who have earned opening slots for the likes of Slater Kinney and Veruca Salt. They sort of have a mid-90s power pop vibe to them at times, reminiscent of maybe, say, Letters to Cleo or The Rentals. Their latest track is called Ruby, and it is an ode to the doctor who cured vocalist Eva Hendrix of her fear of fainting. Very interesting. After that, we will hear from the Red Bull compilation Not For Sale, a song that features talented, nostalgia-inducing L.A. artist Katja Bonet. She's working with producers RJ and Mark Maxwell on this track. It's called Late Night Munchies. And then finally, we will hear from a Brighton-based trio called Our Girl. They sort of have a foggy garage rock thing going on. The track that we're going to hear from them is called Being Around. It's off of their EP, Normally.
I can see why he would mention Letters to Cleo and The Rentals, I guess. Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
so much fog that I can't even read the sign that tells me how long it's going to take to get to where I'm going. Oh, it's going to take forever. Okay, I've gotten close enough. Holy shit. 52 minutes to get to the Highway 580 off-ramp. That seems, about 45 minutes too high. Shit, man.
Playlists from influential music bloggers. MyOldKentuckyBlog.com has control of SiriusXMU.
Well, it certainly is some foggy garage rock.
wife wasn't a virgin.
That's awesome. She was a man.
Yeah, well, it was revealed she was raped a week before.
Why didn't she say that the day? I guess they do that. Yeah. Was it because, like, if she was not a virgin, then he wouldn't marry her?
It didn't say.
She helped. Oftentimes they won't say it because they feel guilty for it. Well, this is a very...
Today we were actually a little bit lower on the day, and it's been firming up as well, just along with the other grains. We have it trading at 71.61 right now per pound. That is up 42 points on the day and getting up within 8 points of its high of the session so far. That's a look at our crop markets. We'll come back and talk about our livestock trade, find out
more. Yeah, let's get into this livestock trade. Terms about talk about what matters.
And the pork market when we come back right after
pork this. Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve.
This is calling yonder, shine little glowworm glimmer.
Photo booth, I thought, maybe suggest that.
Yeah, you get some random shots.
I thought
some random people.
I thought possibly, if the venue fits it, why not hire like a 90s rock cover band or something?
Yeah.
Because we all, like, that might be fun. If we graduated in the 90s, why not do it? Like, if there's a band that does an hour,
so the Nerds or the Big Orange Cones.
No, if there's a cover band that does Green Day, Nirvana, all that,
yeah,
that would be fantastic, right?
One of the Jersey Shore bands.
I mean, you're leaving out the brothers who would want to, like, you know.
There's only two of them.
So yeah. Says a lot about Rich. Sounds a lot about Rich.
I'm sorry, five, maybe five.
Five.
Yeah.
And my gold will be stolen. Put my name Breed on everything I own. And when I get my Jeep, I'm putting Breed on the chrome. Shine it up good, kick it through my neighborhood. Motorola phone, fat rims in the Kenwood. Put the kid around it, and then I'll have to drop. Just because the riding people think I'm stolen rocks, but they don't feature your front. True to the rules of the world, live my life raw, cause I never liked the law. Got top tens on my ass, new jeans, selling big games and tip for tat to the fiend. Got much dollars, but I never break a sweat. Time to move out, my boss saying bad. You got my back and I got yours. What time is it? Turn down the door.
Look, that go Blade Icewood. I ain't wanna
it should be gone. In front of his home, what he did to who was wrong. Pull the rule, gotta hold on, gotta dance strong. When it did come, better believe on, gotta show that you can lean on, lean on.
I love gnarly tracks.
We get to play some hard stuff on this week's show. It's not, I don't think we play a lot of dub stuff on the show very often. So congrats to Snails and Flocks on the sick collaboration. It's called Cannonball. I think it's even a free download, so make sure you go get it. And enjoy it right now.
Bonkers absurd.
The YouTube EDM 15.
Thank you.
I used to believe we were.
Oh man, this is it's bad out here. Bad out here.
Waters have receded across much of Louisiana as we continue on a similar vein. A new problem, though, growing among farmers there. Feral hogs are responsible for about $55 million in agricultural losses a year, according to the LSU Ag Center. And the recent floods in the spring and now summer may increase the amount of damage caused by feral hogs.
Feral hogs!
Sean Tanger says the floodwaters may have pushed hogs out of their normal habitats and onto farmland. His research hog damage in 2013
hog damage
showed that they like to travel along those waterways.
If they're out in those areas typically, and then they, you know, they're on your property, well, if they can't go back due to the flooding, naturally, where's the hog gonna go?
Yeah, so where's the hog gonna go?
They might not sit on a particular piece of property now, but it would seem if they can't go as far back into their typical habitat, then they might have to move on somewhere else. That may be another farm.
Hog damage.
He's hoping to do more research on the damage caused feral hogs. He says if you'd like to see more research on feral hog problems, just contact your lawmaker or extension agent. More and more women.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm contacting my lawmaker and tell him I want to know more about hog damage. See what that gets
recently
me.
Recently, the Texas A&M Extension hosting a women's landowner conference. Participants had the opportunity to ask questions on a number of topics, including conservation and land management, agri-life. Has that story.
The whole purpose of the ladies' conference that we've started here is to attempt to help ladies that are either inheriting land, purchasing land, maybe they have become the owners of land through maybe a divorce or they've become widows. But we think that that's an underserved audience, and we think that by getting these ladies together and discussing things with them about land stewardship, especially out here in the Edwards Plateau, we're hoping to have an impact on not only the ladies that are currently owning the property, but also the ladies that are going to come after them.
You are each other's resources. And in the future, there's going to be more and more women who are leading these land ownerships, and you're going to be the ones who they're looking towards for mentorship. So anyway, learn, support, and educate.
It's been a great experience and being able to meet other people that have the same struggles and learning from people, getting to be able to have this communal bond with these people that are going through the same exact issues and being able to meet peers and others that we can bond with and bounce ideas off of, see what they did, get that information and just be able to have those talks that you can't really find other places.
Well, if we think about the thing last year, it was overall land stewardship, sort of an introductory, I guess, program, if you will, about the country out here, the history of the country, and talked about invaders, where it might be juniper or wild hogs. This year we have a little bit more of a slant toward wildlife. Wildlife is very important to landowners in the Hill Country, and as one of the landowners just remarked a while ago, that the revenue that they derive from wildlife many times is the profit, and sometimes the only profit that they have on the ranch. And so each year we're going to try to change the theme just a little bit, but overall, the theme will always be land stewardship.
And for more information on the women taking...
We had to cut him off because he was going to say land steward shit because he thought that was really funny.
Today,
well, joke's on you. We cut you off, goddamn asshole.
Tim Ross still here and has more of your forecast updating every half hour. His latest coming up in 2 minutes.
Saturday will feature another outstanding attraction for you to experience as a part of your visit to Nebraska on the next Nebraska Nice Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Tourism. There's so much to see and do at any time of
the year. Here's our show about Nebraska, brought to you by Nebraska. This just in, Nebraska's the best. You got to get out here.
7 at noon Eastern Time Saturday. I'm Jill Thomas, inviting you to visit Nebraska. Visit Nice.
Hey, Michelle Tafoya here for Good Look, Inc. Guys, when you're researching hair loss solutions, do you kind of feel like a male Goldilocks? First, you look at drug therapies, but the results are too unpredictable and come with too many unwanted side effects. Then you look at hair pieces, but they're too expensive and too obvious. You're always afraid of being found out. Finally, you might consider going under the knife, but transplants and surgeries are too invasive, too high maintenance, too painful, and leave embarrassing scars. Luckily, there's one option that's just right. Good Look, Inc. With GLI, you get an awesome, close-cropped hairline that's sexy, powerful, and impossible to detect, even up close. Plus, it only takes one day, and you walk out the door with instant results that last as long as you want them to. Check out the just right solution from Good Look, Inc. Visit goodlookinc.com today. Then schedule your free consultation right now. That's goodlookinc.com. GoodLookInc.com.
The Professional Bull Riders Bill Ford Tough Series World Finals is back on World Radio Sirius XM Channel 147. Listen live November 2nd through the 6th from a brand new venue in Las Vegas for the PBR's Bill Ford Tough Series World Finals. And join us October 29th through the 31st for the PBR's Blue Def Velocity Tour Finals, the best in Western sports. The PBR's Bill Ford Tough Series World Finals, November 2nd through the 6th, live on World Radio Sirius XM Channel 147 and on the Sirius XM app.
Moving straight forward, meteorologist Tim Ross with you. Market Day Report, Tuesday edition. Let's talk about rainfall. How much and where? We prepared a map that helps you understand that. And what we're expecting over the next couple of days. You notice the upper left-hand corner through Thursday. This is where we expect the rain to be through Thursday. Pacific Northwest continues to get bombarded with lows coming off of Gulf Alaska and the Pacific flow. 1 to 2 inches favored locations along the coast. That translated into another foot or two of snow in the mountains above. It's been a whale of a week, and weekend. 1 to 2 inches of rain favored locations in a good swath of western New York down through the Ohio Valley and beyond. This is a big drought area up here in western New England, so they're probably, for the most part, they really appreciate this rainfall. That's significant rainfall that will be happening. Here's how the radar looks and the satellite pictures. Most everything traipsing along the northern part of the country, held together and in line by a couple of lows gyrating up in Canada. We can show you that view off the Pacific coast, and you can see that moisture just streaming in front of the Pacific flow and coming down from the Gulf of Alaska.
I can see it
right to the coast.
Right here on the radio.
A little bit of a break this afternoon and this evening, then another wave comes in to take the place of the one that's pounding through right now. Look.
Shut up.
I go there. You know why I go there? Because
why?
As a grown man, when you can't play baseball anymore, I play softball. And when I play softball and I don't do great, I fucking hate life because it's a remind. Like, you could play softball and the fat guy could go 4 for 4.
For sure.
And you're
taking cuts at that actual spot.
Yeah, we're right there.
That's my place.
That's the spot. And, I'll go there just to be like, I need to just hit some.
People change, feelings change too. Never thought the circumstances would have changed you.
You know, you speak to an artist here, and you're like, hey, man, you know, great music, man. How long you been rapping?
Long time.
So, what school you went to?
I went to a school.
What school you went to?
It's a big school.
All right, man, thanks for the interview. Entertaining to do, man. He's a good brother. SiriusXM.com/on-demand for interviews, sexual love rap, and more. Plus, you can follow me at Lord Sear on Snapchat, Mr. Steve. And you can follow me at everywhere, social media, whatever. Submit your MP3 and cell phone number to demobattle45@gmail.com. Shut the fuck up, man. Late male and females. Females, you know, I know y'all rap. Come on, man. We had a hot female that was spending, you know, 16. I don't know what happened to her. But, you know, male and females, send your MP3s and cell phone number. No, don't put your man on, 15 motherfuckers. Yo, but that was my man. I put my little cousin on. No, the focus is on you and your demo. That's it. Marty Sleva, senior editor at IGN.com, will be calling in. I have to speak to him privately because he's been calling in. He's a good brother, but he hasn't even sent me one video game. I know he is the editor, but at least send me a video game. You put me on it. You know what I mean? Just send me a game. You know what I mean? Damn, that's fucked up. Send me a whack game. Send me like Scrabble. I figured that's fine. Why do we have video games like that? You never noticed that. Like, when you bought the console video game, and you'll get, like, Othello, or Clue, or Monopoly. Like, I don't want that, man. Then on my computer, why have a cartridge? Shout out to Gears of War 4. Ooh, what a game. Word of the Day and the Drunk Mix. It's going to be a classic.
What?
I mean, I'm done. It's going to be got some choice and good rap, good hip-hop. Let's play some music. Come right back with the entertainment news with Joe. Let's go. We'll be right back.
see your pussy, other people need food. Got a little time and I try to spend it. All you want about who ain't giving no attention. Turn up the engine, need to reboot. I see your pussy, other people need food. And I use every bone in my body. Keep holding on to your trust. I know you don't want nothing to do with me, but just one more time is made up. One more time it ain't much. We'll go more than feelers. Some of us off the sweetness. Or they drunk you hang up.
Let's take it back to the golden era on Shin 45.
I feel like this song has been on non-stop lately. I don't know why. Shucky Ducky Quack Quack Song Pick of the Week. That guy got pulled over. That's my commentary. Bad man.
We already started?
Yeah. Bro, you gotta wait for Will. Radio's feeding you.
one, cause troubles don't beat the bass drum. Some so feeble, so play the hoodlum. A humdrum liver in bedlam. Bet your last fuck you don't clap to this. Your horse can't last behind a cactus. Back to strong, you thought on a bouncy. The groove will wear them flippers, it has to be in there. Like Belvedere in his underwear on the new year. My dear, so make it clear. I'm gonna ask, do you wanna live small, static, natural? None at all. Why meddle in the middle of a ruckus? Success only on snappling hand. Not these hands of mine holding clippers. Slipping, clip your flat top to Caesar. Ease your ego. I go toe to toe. Hold my voice like I hold my yo-yo. And ho, ho, ho. On the mic is life support. Tour the club static in my sport. Swing to this, surf swings to that. Man, you know this, they always wear hats. Boots and loops produced by Chris Paul. Snap just stole no static at all.
Bought my computer parts yesterday. That stuff should be showing up mostly this week. I don't know if some of it'll drag into next week. Usually seems like that stuff never quite shows up on time. I bet I'll get everything but the case by the end of this week. That's my guess.
drive.
Yeah, I got that M2 drive. That was the holdup for a little bit. The thing was out of stock in a couple of places. And Newegg got it back in, so I got that. So, like, by the time I'm done building that machine, it'll have 2 terabytes of SSD storage in it. One terabyte of M2 and 1 terabyte of kind of, you know, standard. The only thing that was out of stock, or like out of stock, but at, or in stock, but at a price that I was not willing to pay, was a 4 terabyte drive. Like 7200 RPM. It's like a Western Digital Black. But you know, that's not, you know, I don't necessarily need that day one, because I think I'm going to leave that other computer assembled with, well, we'll see how it goes, but got a few different ideas about that other computer. Yeah, I'm curious to see if that M2 stuff is actually that much faster. We'll see. Easy E, were you ever caught slipping? Natalie Portman rap thing got played out, right? I mean, like, it was funny at the time, and then everyone was like, okay, I've heard this the exact number of times I need to hear it, and please never play it for me again. But I think, for me, the part that is still really funny is that they thought to make a parody of this song, but Natalie Portman rapping instead of Easy. That's just a real fucking silly ass idea.
Exactly.
And for your listeners, what does EZ think of?
Surely. No more questions.
Right. Let's take it into the tunnel. King Poultry and Produce here has a sign out front that says Grand Opening Big Sale, and that sign looks like it's about 10 years old. Nope, I'm gonna maybe say 20. It looks filthy. And drooping. It's just, you know, like a hung up banner. get a job at whatever the fuck this place is long enough as a valet for them to give me the fucking Adidas fucking tracksuit valet that says valet on the back and then quit. Man.
Fucking Eagle Double G. Da-da-da-da-da. You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker.
What?
So raise the weed up, then.
Raise it up.
Raise it up, nigga. Yeah,
Sussman. Top dog, hide them all. Nigga, burn this shit up. DPGC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPTLBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Club niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Making chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, been talking, but won't get you down with the set. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving the stress.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker!
Straight off the fucking streets of CPT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Whoa, the field rolling on dubs. How you feel? Hoop-dee-hoop, nigga, what? Praying snow.
irresponsible advice. So I'm gonna go. Everybody have a good day. Do your thing. And I'll see you later.